The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Ms. Cheney refuses to accept the cold reality that's staring her right in the face. The party has just moved on. They're just not into you.
To give credit to the former administration, you know, they put together Operation Warp Speed, which was really important in getting things rolling.
So if we can't blame President Biden for the fact that many schools are still closed, do we blame teachers unions?
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I've long had a theory about the left, and I say it over and over again. They tend to always overplay their hand. And when they overplay their hand, they motivate normal Americans into action. Normal Americans say, enough already. And Facebook announced today that former President Trump will continue to be banned from Facebook. He's continuing to be blocked from Facebook and Instagram. Now, understand, he's got over 35 million followers on Facebook, more than 24 million followers on Instagram, and he had more than 88 million followers on Twitter. All of those social media giants took him down. The 45th president of the United States. Now, Americans know we've got a big problem here. These social media companies are so biased, so anti-conservative, and are doing everything they can to erase the 4 years of the Trump presidency. And it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. And all it's going to do is motivate more and more Americans to get involved, to get engaged, to get proactive. And, you know, I have a very unpopular position among my colleagues. I don't want to be engaged with any of it on social media. I don't want to be on, and I'm not. We took down our Facebook page. I would love to take down Twitter. We're on Rumble, because I guess so far they're not being shut down. Parler was rolling along great until they were shut down. They've had to come clawing their way back. I have a platform. I've got a radio show. I've got a website. I've got a podcast. I have millions of people that I engage with every week, and I despise the censorship, the un-American bent of big tech, and they're un-American. This guy was the 45th president of the United States, and for millions and millions of Americans, the best president of our lifetime. To the left, of course, he's the Antichrist. And they're looking for anything. January 6th, the activities of 400 people, as awful as it was, as destructive as those 400 people were, those 400 people gave the left the opening they have been praying for. Remember how that despicable Jane Fonda said COVID is God's gift to the left? Well, January 6th, they think, was God's gift to big tech, to the media, to the Democrats. There's just a little problem with what they're counting on. There's at least 75 million of us who aren't going anywhere. Welcome to a Wednesday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Want to get your reaction to all of it. There's a lot of big breaking news today. Not only the news about Facebook upholding its ban on President Trump, there's also political news about Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, of course, is facing the prospect of losing her leadership position. She's the House Republican Conference chairwoman, being defended mightily by Nancy Pelosi, by CNN, MSNBC. They're all in love with Liz Cheney now. Liz Cheney, Republican from Wyoming, Dick Cheney's daughter. One Republican leadership source told the Washington Examiner she's toast. She's not helping Republicans win back the House. I don't know that she does, wants the Republicans to win back the House. I don't know what Liz Cheney's, I made the same mistake Pelosi did. I'm old too. I don't know what Liz Cheney's end game is either. It's the same, that's what Byron York was asking, opining, questioning in a column he wrote. What's her end game? What is she thinking? Why does she keep trashing Donald Trump? What do you think Liz Cheney is trying to accomplish? Byron York writes, is she trying to deliver tough love to the GOP's most ardent supporters of former President Trump? Is she trying to administer bad tasting but needed medicine to her party? Is she trying to curry favor with media opinion makers? Is she trying to position herself for some big political move in the next year? I mean, what is clear is what she is saying. In the past few days, Byron York writes, she has directed hostile language towards some in her own party and conciliatory language to the opposition party. Consider these two tweets. On Monday morning, Liz Cheney tweeted, "The 2020 presidential election was not stolen. Anyone who claims it was is spreading the big lie, turning their back on the rule of law and poisoning our democratic system." Byron York says the wording of Liz Cheney's tweet was not looking to persuade, but to bludgeon. Rhetorical devices like putting "the big lie" in all caps gave the tweet a feeling of something one might hear on CNN or MSNBC. The tweet's tone seemed designed to irritate all Republicans, not just those who believe the election was stolen. Compare that to a tweet last Thursday after Biden's speech to Congress, where she said, quote, "I disagree strongly with Joe Biden, but when the president reaches out to greet me in the chamber of the U.S. House of Representatives, I will always respond in a civil, respectful, and dignified way. We're different political parties. We're not sworn enemies. We're Americans." Byron York says nothing wrong with any of that. Some Republicans were sure to see Cheney's tone toward Biden as far different, far more positive than her tone toward some in her party. I mean, it's certainly a lot different than her tone towards Donald Trump. So I don't know what her end game is either. Maybe you do. 1-800-655-MIKE. Because the question becomes, what happens to her? She's not, and I also would never underestimate the establishment. The country club Republicans, the Judge Smales of the Republican Party, and there's a lot of them around, and they got big voices. They always got tricks up their sleeve. Liz Cheney may not be going anywhere. She may continue to be in a Republican leadership position. And if she is, if she doesn't get removed as expected next week, well, that puts a big fat question mark on the future of Trumpism, on the future of the 75-plus Americans who enthusiastically support President Trump. 1-800-655-MIKE, what do you make of any of it? What do you hope will happen with Liz Cheney? And what do you think her endgame is? I think that's a great question to start with. What is she trying to accomplish by her continual trashing of Trump and the Republican Party of 2021? She's got to have a trick up her sleeve. There's got to be an agenda going on here. I've got a friend who believes she wants to run for president, and this is the beginning of her presidential campaign. How about you? What do you think her objectives are? 1-800-655-MIKE. We have an open line waiting for you. I hope you join us.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. I think this is great. They took Trump and said he cannot go back on Facebook. Facebook is losing a lot of people because of the censure. And I think because Trump's not going to be on there, they're just going to keep on losing more people.
I think everybody on Facebook should change their Facebook name to Donald J. Trump and see what they have to say about that.
Hey, Mike. In one word, Liz Cheney wants war. Her family makes money off of war, and she wants war.
It also seems like Liz Cheney wants the war, you know, the battle within the Republican Party. I just read a column, I think over at National Review, a never-Trumper who was lifting up this failed Texas congressional candidate. I think the guy got 3% of the vote in a primary. Nobody voted for the guy, and the guy is a virulent anti-Trumper, a never-Trump guy. And in the line, I disagree with most of the column, but there was a line about Republican leadership trying to clarify the difference between a post-Trump Republican Party and an anti-Trump Republican Party. And while the writer of the piece was trying to use that as a way to attack the vast majority of Republicans who supported and continue to support Donald J. Trump, I take it as an acknowledgement, and I happen to think that makes sense. There is a difference. Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, the Never Trumpers, they want to continually be anti-Trump because they think the future of the Republican Party. And I'm not saying this to disparage the Bush family again, but they think the future of the Republican Party is the Jeb Bush. I call them the Judge Smales of the Republican Party, the Country Club Republicans. When a lot of us believe, and a lot of us who I think are better plugged into Americans than they are, the future of the Republican Party is Ron DeSantis, who they despise. Is Jim Jordan, maybe Elise Stefanik, a whole bunch of Republicans who are fearless and are ready for battle. How do you see it? Are these kind, I mean, Laura Ingraham last night was talking about Liz Cheney being extinct and not even realizing. Here was Laura last night with a pretty important point about the lack, I say this all the time, the lack of self-awareness that so many people have And a lot of country club Republicans suffer from this.
The dinosaurs didn't know when their extinction was at hand, and neither do these people. But it's high time that House leadership right its ship and scrape off the barnacle of the Bush-Cheney era and do it once and for all. Here's a novel concept. Actually appoint someone to leadership who likes Republican voters.
I think that's such a great point. You know, Liz Cheney doesn't like Republican voters. Mitt Romney doesn't like Utah Republicans. Let's face it. They don't like us. They hate us, I guess. Hate's a strong word. But where do you fall down on this Liz Cheney debate? 800-655-MIKE. Let's start with Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, hi. I just wanted to say Liz Cheney is related to the Bushes, to the Bidens, to the Clintons, to the Bushes. They're all related. The one that leads the Republican Party is Trump Train 2024. He's the one that leads the party. He's the one that's going to make sure that Trump comes back and he wins the party over again.
Well, that's an unanswered question, but I tend to agree with you. I mean, the Liz Cheneys of the party have a big problem. And I really want to know where you stand on this, because the removing Liz Cheney next week, if it happens, from her post, and incidentally, this is breaking, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is no longer supporting the GOP conference chair, Liz Cheney, remaining in leadership, confirming to the New York Post that he is officially backing New York Representative Elise Stefanik for the job. Scalise's spokesman said, House Republicans need to be solely focused on taking back the House in 2022 and fighting against Speaker Pelosi and President Biden's radical agenda. Elise Stefanik is strongly committed to doing that. Clearly, Steve Scalise believes that Liz Cheney is not. Where are you on this? 1-800-655-MIKE.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Big government run by the left is partnering up with big tech to try to trample on the First Amendment. And that's the whole point here. Of course, the left can't use government directly to spy on Americans without a warrant. Although I will just point out, they did lie repeatedly to the FISA court during the Donald Trump administration. Now they're going beyond that. Why even bother with the FISA court when you can get big tech to actually do the spying for you and report back to the government?
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I am in such a good mood today, and I'll share with you a little quick personal story because it does apply to you. I asked you the other day to pray for my best friend, who you met before. He's the director of our foundation, Gallagher's Heroes, the Fallen Officer Fund. He's the morning host on 94.5 The Answer in South Carolina. My family, I mean, I was thinking about this last night. I've known Joey and Peg Hudson for over 30 years. That's how far back I go with the Hudsons. Isn't that crazy? And, you know, you can count on one hand people who you consider family, even though they're not blood related. Joey, amazingly, had a hernia issue about the same time that I did. And he finally had his hernia surgery last week, and he has had just a horrible time. And I'm not going to get into any details. Don't worry, TMI, but people who've had hernias know that even though they did it and the hernia was fine, there was post-surgical problems that have just put this poor guy through hell and back. I mean, he has been in agony for, I think it's been about 10, 12 weeks. He's lost weight. He's just, well, anyway, I asked you to pray for him. We needed a good outcome today, and we got a good outcome today. He left the doctor this morning, and I got the text from his wonderful wife, Peg, and the news is good. It's all good. He's recovering. He's going to be fine. And guess what? Prayer works. I hope you never get upset when I come to you for prayer occasionally. And I am grateful to every single person. Just like when Denise was sick years ago and so many of you prayed for her, and I'm always convinced that the reason she never had a lot of pain and wasn't scared is because a bunch of strangers were praying for her and for us. Prayer works. Doesn't always have the outcome we want it to have, but God's got it. God's got this. He's got this country. We got to remember that. When we get frustrated, when we get alarmed, when we get worried, God's got this. And I asked for your prayers, and I was tossing and turning last night. I was so worried about him, and we got exactly the news that he needed to get this morning. He's happy. Peg's happy. I'm happy. Everybody who loves Joey is happy. Joey's the kind of friend that everybody ought to get lucky enough to have. This guy has been by my side for many, many years. And let me take 10 seconds to tell you how special he is. When my wife was in the final weeks of her life, battling through cancer, about a week or two before she died, she called him into the bed, because he dropped everything and flew to Dallas to help us with everything, because our family was falling apart. Our kids, I was a wreck. You know, it was just the worst. I mean, you know, many people have been through that journey with hospice and everything else, and you just feel like you're in a bad dream. And he dropped everything, flew to Dallas, was there for us day in and day out, handled everything, and I mean everything. And a week or two before she died, she called Joey into the bedroom, and she said, "When this happens, somebody's going to have to take care of my guy, because he doesn't know how to balance a checkbook." Denise handled everything. And she said, "Mike, he couldn't balance a checkbook on a dare. Will you please take care of Mike's business matters?" And for, he sure doesn't do it to get rich. Joey's been my business manager ever since. He does it for Denise. He doesn't do it for me, trust me, because I am no walk in the park. I spend way too much money, and I want to spend. I don't think about retirement. I'm not sensible. Heck, I just spent a lot of money to try to figure out how to get from Phoenix to Yuma and back in a couple of weeks, because I don't want to drive 100 hours in the car all day. And Joey's ready to kill me, I'm sure, over spending the money on the private plane to get there. But we're going to get there, and we're going to do it, because I want to go to the border, and it's got to be efficient. I want to broadcast from there. We got a big event Tuesday night. Anyway, he is the like my brother from another mom. And he got great news today. God is good, and he's going to recover fully. And I am so, so thankful for that good news. All kinds of good news. And coincidentally, I signed a contract extension yesterday. You're stuck with me for a lot of years. I ain't going anywhere. So if you don't like me, this is probably a bad day for you. Because my company saw fit to agree to a nice lengthy contract extension, and I am honored beyond words and humbled and grateful. And I'm heading to Phoenix, like I said, in a couple of weeks. Go to 960thepatriot.com for tickets if you want to come out and join us Tuesday night and have a big, big, extensive town hall meeting on the border on Biden's first few months in office. Just nothing but good news today. So bear with me. Like my kids always used to say, they never know what was worse, when Dad was in a good mood or a bad mood. I think I'm more obnoxious when I'm in a good mood. 800-655-MIKE. Where do we go with the future of the Republican Party? Liz Cheney is said to be, well, she's lost a lot of confidence and support from fellow Republicans because of her continual hammering of Donald Trump and Trump's supporters. Now, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is no longer supporting Liz Cheney. It seems like a foregone conclusion that she's going to be gone as a Republican leader. Is that a good move or is that a mistake? 800-655-MIKE. Fred, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Mike. Hey.
Hey.
I'm glad you have a good friend there. That good friends are hard to find. Hey, Mike, I got a couple of things to share. First, Liz Cheney's got to go, and I know it's in the works, and all these dinosaurs have got to go. The 10 that wanted to impeach President Trump, Those 10 got to go. We need to be unified. Yeah. Mitch McConnell, I'm not happy with him. I've always been a little apprehensive about how he supports the Republican Party. I don't know. He's kind of like a two-face.
And you got to be careful, though, Fred, and I know you're sensitive to this. What do you say to the argument, yep, we got to get pro-America, the MAGA, put America first, strong border, all the things that Donald Trump stood for, those are the Republican leaders we need, but we've got to be careful because if we blow up the party and we throw the baby out with the bathwater, we may never win another election again. So we got to be smart about this, right?
Right. I believe we have to search out and look for good Republican leadership. They're out there. We have to search and find them.
I'm with you all the way, Fred. You're so right about identifying people who are not going to play this stupid game of trashing 4 years of one of the most successful Republican presidencies we've ever had. And people are so afraid to even acknowledge that. Don't be afraid to recognize what you recognized. Trump accomplished things in 4 years that very few presidents in my lifetime have ever come close to accomplishing. So, all right, we don't need to wallow in the past on any level, but let's keep looking for Republican leadership and Republicans who are willing to acknowledge that. I mean, this business of continually, I mean, here's Nancy Pelosi for crying out loud. If I'm Liz Cheney and I'm getting praise from Nancy Pelosi, I'd know I have a big problem on my hands.
I do commend Lynn Cheney for her courage, for her patriotism, and I wish her well. Perhaps this challenge will make her stronger. I don't know.
That's imagine Nancy Pelosi. I wish her well, and I hope Nancy Pelosi loathes Liz Cheney. Nancy Pelosi despises Republicans. But I'm so sick of hearing people say that you're not a true conservative if you favor lower taxes, strong border, conservative judges, pro-life ideology, put China in its place. Oh yeah, those are real anti-conservative ideals, right? Yeah, spare me, Mitt Romney. Spare me, Liz Cheney. I think, Frank, those last callers right. They got to go. Lori, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Good.
Good,
thanks,
good.
Mike.
Good.
So I just wanted to weigh in on the Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney question as well. They totally need to go. I'm tired of the spineless so-called Republicans who don't stand up for what the majority of us believe in our ideals. They've been there far too long, and they're working against us. We need people like Ron DeSantis, Jim Jordan, Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro, Laura Trump. We need leaders like that, that are not spineless, that are not afraid to speak out.
Lori, it's like Laura Ingraham said last night, how about Republican leadership that doesn't hate Republican voters?
Exactly. I'm so tired of them thinking that they know better than we do.
That's how they are. It's Judge Smales. I'm telling you, I'm surrounded by people like that. Judge Smales, they're smart. Caddyshack, Ted Knight, they're smarter than everybody. They're the country club elites. And they don't like mean tweets. They're glad that Donald Trump got, you know, the lifetime ban or whatever he got from Facebook today or whatever nonsense they came up with. They're delighted. They got no problem with that because that's how they roll. Nice text message on the MyPillow text line. Congratulations on your contract extension. Mike, lunch is on you today. Well, I can't buy everybody lunch. I can give everybody a free pillow. How about every single caller for the rest of the day gets a free MyPillow? I know, Eric, I know you hate it, but we got to do it. You got Alex in there helping you, and Alex is fantastic. Alex is a force of nature. I love that kid. So you got Alex in there training to screen. Between you and Alex, we're going to give everybody a free pillow who calls the show today. Just get through 1-800-655-MIKE. You got to be on air with me in order to get a free MyPillow. You're not going to get a free MyPillow if you don't get on air. You're not going to get a free MyPillow just because you texted us or you thought about us. You got to get on air, got to make a point, and you're going to get a free MyPillow. Now, if you're not lucky enough to get a free MyPillow because you didn't get through on the show, don't worry. The site is waiting for you. The pillow, the price that is the most amazing price ever, because a MyPillow, a premium MyPillow, is normally $69.98. I talked Mike Lindell and the team into bringing back the $29.98 price, $40 off the MyPillow premium pillow. That's right. When you enter the promo code MikeG, when you go to MyPillow.com, you're going to get a $69.98 premium MyPillow, the pillow that everybody wants, for $29.98. The pillow never goes flat. The pillow stays cool all through the night. The pillow can get popped in the washer and dryer as often as you want to keep it nice and fresh and clean. It'll still retain its shape and its form. It gives your neck a little hug. And the pillow price, the most amazing price, $29.98. Buy as many of them as you want, incidentally. MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Listener Special box. Click on that little square. And with anything you order, be sure you enter the promo code MikeG. So you can also order the all-new My Slippers. That's what my pal Joey Hudson needs. He needs some My Slippers. They're heaven. They're not just slippers. They're a religious experience. Mike spent over 2 years developing these slippers. They're available slip-on, moccasin. You're going to save 40% when you use the promo code MikeG. Or the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the softest, most luxurious, smoothest, most comfortable sheets you're ever going to find. Extra long pockets. They tuck in beautifully. Buy one set, get the second set absolutely free. They come in a variety of colors. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. As we love to sing.
The best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. And to celebrate, good news for my pal Joey Hudson. Great medical news. And my new contract extension. Everybody gets a free MyPillow. You get a pillow. You get a pillow. You get a pillow. Got to call and get through. 800-655-MIKE.
Email the show. Mike@MikeOnline.com. Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Liz Cheney has sold her soul to somebody. Who that is, we may never know. But obviously, she's got something going on with the hidden agenda.
Hey, Mike, it's because of Republicans like Liz Cheney, because of people like her who didn't stand up when they could have to fight against people like Biden and Harris. That's the reason they have the power that they have now.
Hey, Mike, this is Tracy from Iowa, and all these rhinos need to go. And my nephews... father-in-law is running against Liz Cheney in Wyoming. So we already have one guy. He's going to help drain the swamp. Thank you.
Thank you. It's very riveting to me how establishment Republicans and rhinos who never understand this aren't recognizing the shellacking they keep taking. I just read a column praising this Texas congressional candidate who's a never-Trumper and hates Trump. And all. He got 3% of the 3% of the vote. And they're holding him up like he's this pinnacle of virtue. You think Americans are stupid enough to recognize, are too stupid to recognize the reason Nancy Pelosi is praising Liz Cheney? The reason MSNBC and CNN love Mitt Romney all of a sudden is only because they're anti-Trump? And they don't love them. They think of them just to, but you know, there is great hope here. I've got a lot of optimism about what the future of the party looks like. Bob says he knows where this all began. Hey, Bob, welcome. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, you know, you were talking about the rhinos on the Republican Party, and you had mentioned what the Republican Party stands for, like for conservatism, like anti-abortion and values and
right.
our Judeo-Christian values. And right. I just wondered, how could people like Cheney, Romney, the Bushes, I know the Bushes are behind a lot of this, and to see the riots this last summer, you recall all these people getting hurt, cops getting injured. Yep. I mean, it was devastating.
And I hate to break it to anybody, Bob. Ain't none of them Republicans. There were no Republicans rioting and assaulting and attacking businesses and committing mayhem. Now, I absolutely would admit there were Republicans in the Capitol on January 6th, and those 400 people, and that's about, I think, what it amounts to, did a lot of damage. There's no question about it. 400 people. Were there only 400 people in the summer of love, huh? Coming up, the Derek Chauvin case takes a bizarre turn. That's next.